Now let's have a completely different question for you, Peter. Let's delve into the internet underworld with Abby's question.
I wanted to know, what is the dark web and should we be worried about it?
Wow, should we? What is the dark web?
Well, the dark, well, let's define that first. So the web that we know it usually, which is the stuff you can get at via search engine, Google or Bing or something, is about 50 billion pages nowadays. Now, the next level down is so-called the deep web. This is not accessible by a search engine. This is massively bigger. This is 500 times bigger than that. That's 25 quadrillion pages out there.
And what sort of stuff is in the deep
stuff,
web then?
Stuff that you can't get at, that the search engine can't get at. So stuff that, where you've got to have logged in. So you log in to say your bank account or whatever.
Or a corporate intranet or something
anything,
like that.
Exactly, something where you've got through the internet to get to it. Something where the web page changes depending on certain factors. So that is absolutely astronomical and it's probably not even immeasurable. So, and part of the deep web, i.e. difficult to get at, is called the dark web. And that is minute in comparison. This is probably just a few tens or low hundreds of thousands of pages. So absolutely tiny.
And so what's in this dark web and then how do you get to it?
Yeah, well, first of all, how you get to it, you have to get to it. And for the research for this program, I didn't dare go onto it because you have to load some rather dodgy looking software onto your PC or your laptop. So you get to it by having some special software on the machine, which then effectively completely anonymizes you, and all the traffic which goes over the public internet is all completely hidden from anything else.
It's the Tor browser, isn't it?
The Tor browser, exactly. So you have used it, have you, Chris? We'll talk about it later.
Well, we do hear. So people are using this completely anonymous function to do, I'm sure, some completely non-nefarious things, but also we do hear about nefarious things.
So the nefarious thing, which is probably the dark web itself, is really dodgy stuff. You know,
buying and selling. It's basically sex and drugs, isn't it?
It's sex and drugs, exactly. Weapons and violence. Yeah, exactly. But also the terrorists use it, this, you know, anything where you want to hide yourself completely away. And so are we worried about it? Probably not. I mean, there are people worried about it. The NSA, GCHQ, MI6, there's a whole stack of security forces who are trying to dig around there because they'll be able to generate all kinds of information which will lead to criminals being found. But I think as a normal member of the population, we shouldn't worry about it. There's plenty of criminality going on anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You should worry about it.
Stuart.
Yeah, and there's a real irony behind this as well, because the Tor router, the Onion router, which you referred to, this software was developed originally by the US government as a means. So it's kind of come a bit full circle. They're now trying to hack something that was originally developed as a government project. And it really goes to the heart of that debate of privacy and encryption that we're currently having.
Also, if you want to catch people doing naughty things, you need to allow them to do the naughty thing in a way that you can monitor. So actually having the dark web there in a way that you can monitor it, but without them knowing you're monitoring it, is kind of good in some respects, isn't it?
Well, it depends, yeah. And this is the challenge. You know, Tor is not foolproof. We don't know exactly how anonymous things are, and actually true anonymity on the web is a very hard thing to achieve.